God is not just wanting us to understand him, but he wants us to live in him and him in us. And that's why we are celebrating today. So Lisa's just going to come and share a few thoughts.
Morning, everybody. Morning. So Mark asked us just to share some thoughts. So I always write it down. So the joy of Christmas for me really is the people that I spend it with, the people that I love, spending time together, not in such a rush to get off, but happy to talk and share and enjoy quality time together. Now, whether that's with my friends, whether it's work colleagues, my church family, or my personal family, the Christmas season, I find, always seems to draw people closer together. We have more tolerance. Now, last week, I watched an old film. We've watched a couple of old films recently, and it was called The Bishop's Wife. I don't know if anyone's seen it. And it's starring Cary Grant. Is that right? Cary Grant? Cary Grant. And David Niven. I'd never seen it before. And it's about an angel that's sent from heaven to help guide a bishop. He's wanting to build a cathedral. But it was the ending of the movie that really spoke to me. And in it, we see David Niven as a bishop tell a story that was written by the angel, played by Cary Grant. And it's called The Empty Stocking. And I just want to share that with you. And it goes like this. Once upon a midnight clear, there was a child's cry. A blazing star hung over a stable, and wise men came with birthday gifts. We haven't forgot that night down the centuries. We celebrate it with stars on Christmas trees, with the sound of bells and with gifts, but especially with gifts. You give me a book, I give you a tie. Aunt Martha has always wanted an orange squeezer, and Uncle Henry could do with a new pipe. We forget nobody, adult or child, except for one. There's one stocking that gets forgotten. It even gets forgotten to be hung up. This is a stocking for the child born in a manger. It's his birthday we're celebrating at Christmas. Don't let us ever forget that. Let us ask ourselves, what would he wish for in his stocking? And then let each of us put our share into that stocking. Loving kindness, warm hearts, and an outstretched hand of tolerance. All the shining gifts that make peace on earth. That really touched me, that story. And you know, that film was made in 1947, and yet it's still a message that's relevant today. And you know, the Christmas story never dates, and as time goes by, I feel the message it brings becomes more and more needed. I've tried to spread loving kindness around in many different ways throughout December. And I've seen firsthand that for many, Christmas isn't the perfect time we see portrayed in movies and on adverts on the telly. For many, Christmas will feel incredibly lonely, isolating and overwhelming. But I found some loving kindness, a warm heart and an outstretched hand of tolerance can make a difference. For me, it was a man that doesn't know God telling me he's never experienced the love of community before and how overwhelmed it's made him feel. A mother struggling with a son on the verge of taking the wrong path in life, thanking us for just allowing her to talk and feel normal for a while. A daughter crying on the phone, so thankful for our prayer support and the opportunity to talk to someone as she and her sisters journey with their mum in her final days of life. Every one of these people needed to know they are loved and to experience God's peace on earth in their lives. Wherever you are and whoever you are with today, give them your whole heart and show them the real meaning of Christmas. Loving kindness, a warm heart and an outstretched hand of tolerance. You'll not only be demonstrating God's love, but you'll be bringing some peace on earth. And take it forward with you into the new year. After all, the love we receive from Christ is a gift that should keep on giving.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I just thank God at this time that, you know, when God gave his son, it was like God being on earth with skin and bones. And when you read in John what Jesus did and you see how he interacted with people, you know, my prayer is that we interact with people that way. Because it was so different than anything that anyone had ever seen before. that just to watch him operate made people ask about him. And one of the things that we've just read this morning, I've written it on my hand, that we sang this morning, was glorious love surrounds us. You know, and as Christians, we have that gift because Jesus gave his son of having that glorious love surrounding us. And that glorious love surrounding us is there in every circumstance that we face. Every person that we meet, that perfect love surrounding us, we take that with them. We take that to them. And the other thing as well that I love about Christmas is the word Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. You know, and it's amazing that God is with us all the time. As Lisa said, we give gifts to one another and we think about what people would like, and, you know, we give thought to gifts. And during the year when I'm chatting with people, sometimes I'm thinking, oh, they'll want that for Christmas now. And I make a little mental note and I listen to things, and further down the line I think, oh, they want that for Christmas. And then a few months before Christmas, or straight away sometimes, just go out and get the gift. You know, and Jesus is listening to us all the time. And I think probably one of the things I would say, if anyone's in this service today and really doesn't know Jesus, and what I mean by that is has a relationship with him every day and talks to him every day, what I would say is, if you haven't got a relationship with Jesus, it's like having a present under the tree that's not opened. It's having a gift that's not unwrapped. It's having a gift that you can't really see what is meant for you. And actually, I would encourage you, you know, to this year, today, tomorrow, or this year in 2025, to unwrap that gift. Because in that gift is exactly what Lisa said. It's peace, love, joy, direction in your life. That wisdom that helps you handle everything that comes on board with life. And life is full on, isn't it? Life is full on all the time. But having Jesus at the centre of our life, having that gift at the centre of our life, centres us. And it's really important that to have that. So don't leave your gift under the tree. And the other thing I want to say thank you for, I'm really grateful for my family, but I'm very, very grateful for my church family. Thank you.